Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we are taking a fascinating turn into a niche but absolutely critical corner of the legal world.
It's one of those things you never think about until you absolutely need it.
Exactly. We're talking about specialized logistics and support services. So not courtroom strategy, but how the paperwork actually gets where it needs to go, when it needs to be there, and, you know, most importantly, correctly.
Which is the hardest part.
Right. Our mission today is a deep dive into the operations of a specific legal support firm in Louisiana, and we're focusing on two key roles, the process server and the expert court runner.
Okay.
For any firm, or really any individual involved in a lawsuit, the second it begins, two things matter more than anything: precision and time.
Billable hours, basically.
Exactly. Billable hours.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, the first step is always service of process legally notifying the other side. Okay, let's unpack this. How does this organization even start the chain?
So the initial piece of the puzzle is, well, it's brilliantly simple, but also really secure. It's a digital intake portal.
Okay, so it's all online to start.
Right. This is how they bridge that gap between a modern, fast-paced law firm and the, you know, the physical movement of paper at a courthouse.
Makes sense.
So if you're an attorney or a business, whatever, the entry process is just three steps. You select your documents, you can upload a bunch at once, then you enter the critical info.
Like who's being served, where they are, that kind of thing.
Exactly that. Who needs to be served, the address, and then any special instructions for the case.
So you're making this complex legal submission feel almost like ordering something online.
That's a good way to put it, but with obviously a lot more security. You submit, you get that instant confirmation email, and then, and this is where the professional logistics really kick in, they send out a prepaid invoice.
So payment is upfront.
Yes, very quickly. They commit to timely service, but they only proceed after that invoice is paid. It's a crucial step, really, for efficiency. It means no payment delays are holding up a time-sensitive legal deadline.
That clarity is absolutely essential, especially with statutory deadlines. But let's shift from the digital to the physical world, because the real value proposition here, I think, is getting skilled staff paralegals, even junior attorneys, out of the most inefficient place on earth.
Waiting in line at a courthouse.
Waiting in line at a courthouse.
That is the core frustration they're built to eliminate. I mean, when a lawyer or their high-value support staff wastes 2 hours trying to file a motion, that time is just gone.
Yeah.
It's a massive drain on productivity.
And this brings us to the key distinction. I think it's at the heart of their whole business. The court runner. Why call them an essential partner instead of just, you know, a courier?
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting. Think of it this way. If you hire a standard courier to drop something off at the courthouse, that courier's job is done when the package hits the counter.
Right. Delivery complete.
Delivery complete. They did their job. But an expert court runner is fundamentally different. They are selling institutional knowledge.
Institutional knowledge. What does that mean in practice?
It means when they walk up to that clerk's counter, they aren't just dropping off a packet. They know the local court rules. They understand the filing process. And critically, they know how to talk to the clerks to check if anything is missing or wrong on the spot.
So wait, they're basically an insurance policy against rejection.
That's a perfect way to describe it.
What happens if a filing gets rejected? How bad is that, really?
It's devastating. I mean, if a clerk rejects a motion, let's say the exhibits aren't tabbed right or you didn't include enough copies, that document has to be picked up, sent back to the firm, fixed, and then resubmitted.
You've lasted a day.
At least a day, sometimes two. You might miss a crucial deadline, and you have to pay for the first trip and the second trip. The court runner's whole job is to make sure that filing is accepted the first time. It saves that massive sunk cost of time and labor.
That distinction changes everything. You're not paying for speed, you're paying for expertise, for acceptance.
Exactly. And to have that kind of certainty, you really need hyperlocal knowledge.
Right. And the sources stress this over and over. This isn't a national service. It is laser focused geographically on Metairie, New Orleans, and all of Jefferson and Orleans parishes.
Absolutely. That specificity means their team isn't just, you know, driving into the area when a job pops up. The sources make it clear. They are physically present at the key courthouses every single business day. It's an established daily route.
An actual routine.
A routine. And to give you a sense of this hyper-specialization, they're experts in navigating these specific, really high-volume courts. They list the 24th Judicial District Court in Gretna.
Okay.
the First Parish Court of Jefferson, that's in Metairie, and the huge Orleans Parish Civil District Court, the CDC in New Orleans. They run daily routes between all of them because they know that's where the high-stakes, time-sensitive filings are happening, you know, constantly.
So we know where they are, and we know why they're better than a simple courier. Now let's dig into the actual suite of services. This full-service guarantee they talk about, it has to be more than just dropping off new lawsuits.
Oh, it truly covers the entire lifespan of a case file. You can almost break it down into categories. Let's start with what they call the core filing and retrieval services.
Okay.
So daily filing, that's everything. New suits, complex motions, subsequent pleadings. But the retrieval side is just as important.
You mean digging up old files?
Exactly. If a lawyer needs a copy of a judgment or an old pleading or even an entire case file from, say, 5 years ago, the runner is on site. They locate it, copy it, and deliver it. They even promise same-day service sometimes because, well, they're already there.
I can't even imagine the hours saved just on that. But what about the judge? I mean, even if a document is filed with the clerk, don't a lot of local rules require a physical copy to go right to the judge's chambers?
That is such a critical point. They handle what's called courtesy and judge's copies. It's often overlooked when people talk about e-filing. The official document might be electronic, but a lot of judges still want a clean, physical copy delivered right to their division. And meeting these, you know, unwritten or super local rules is where an expert runner really proves their worth. They make sure the judge actually sees the motion in time.
Okay, let's get into their advanced support services, because this is where the expertise gets really granular. What about this courthouse research service?
So this isn't just pulling recent files. This is true courthouse research. We're talking in-depth on-site searches.
Or what?
For really old case files, property records, historical documents that aren't digitized, that you can't find online. This takes a person who knows exactly which floor, which office, sometimes even which storage room holds those documents from decades ago. It's less logistics and more, I don't know, forensic investigation.
Wow. That one service alone could justify the whole cost on a single complex case.
Wow.
You also mentioned document binding. I mean, in an age of PDFs, why do courts still require physical binding?
It all comes down to local court rules for big submissions. Think large appellate briefs or complex exhibit binders.
Okay.
Courts will often mandate professional binding, sometimes with specific colors or fasteners, to make sure the documents are durable and easy for the judge to handle. A properly bound brief, instead of one that's just stapled, it signals respect and precision.
And outsourcing, it just guarantees you're compliant?
It guarantees compliance, and it frees up the firm's staff from having to own and operate this heavy-duty equipment they might only use, you know, twice a year.
That attention to the physical details is fascinating. So what's the final layer? Moving documents between parties, not just to the court.
That would be their secure legal courier service. This is your direct point-to-point delivery of really time-sensitive documents.
Like to the opposing counsel.
Exactly. Sending a huge exhibit binder to opposing counsel or getting signed stipulations back to your own office immediately. It's reliable, it's tracked, and it's designed for sensitive legal materials.
And the practicalities matter, too. They offer same-day and 24-hour service because they're already at the 24th JDC and Orleans CDC every day. And they even streamline the money side of things.
Right. They advance court filing fees for their established clients.
That's huge.
It's a massive operational advantage. Law firms deal with so many tiny transaction fees. Letting the runner handle that immediate payment and just putting it all on one final invoice, it keeps the whole process moving. No stopping to cut checks, no administrative hiccups causing delays.
All of this operational excellence, it seems to rest on decades of knowledge. So let's talk about the person at the center of this, Scott Frank, the founder of Lafayette Process Servers.
Yeah, Scott Frank is the human element that makes the system work. The sources highlight his deep commitment, you know, over 20 years of dedicated experience, specifically in Louisiana legal support. He's recognized as an expert in court procedures, document retrieval, the precise knowledge base that informs everything we've just talked about.
So it's not just a company, it's a person's life's work.
It really is. His expertise is so specialized, it's even spun off other things, which just shows you the depth of the field. And he hosts a Paper Trails podcast. He offers a process server stakeout service. It's a career built on navigating legal bureaucracy.
Yeah, that kind of institutional memory is just irreplaceable. Now, as we wrap up, we have to address the essential legal caveat. the disclaimer that the documents include?
The most important one, yes. They are crystal clear that all the information they provide and the services they perform are logistical support only. They are not authorized to give legal advice.
And crucially, they stress they are professional court runners and process servers, not attorneys. So what does this all mean for you, the listener? Well, the takeaway is clear. If you are served with legal papers or have a case, you must consult immediately with a qualified attorney. This is expert support for lawyers, not a replacement for them.
I think the ultimate synthesis here is realizing that the true value of a service like this isn't just speed. It's the localized procedural knowledge they have. By knowing the specific clerks, the specific requirements, the specific pain points of the courts in Jefferson and Orleans parishes, they give firms an ironclad guarantee against costly failure.
So they let law firms file smarter.
Exactly. They maximize their attorney time on strategy, not on waiting in line.
That is the perfect encapsulation of why this kind of specialization pays off.
Right.
And I want to leave you with one final provocative thought to consider. Building on this idea of document binding and courtesy copies.
Okay.
In a world that keeps pushing towards complete digitization, with e-filing systems replacing so much of the paper trail, What critical high-stakes documents, like those physical courtesy copies for a judge or an expertly bound brief for the Court of Appeal, will always require a reliable human expert on the ground at the courthouse. I mean, will that personal connection, that human interaction with a court clerk, ever truly be replaced by a computer system? That intersection of the digital mandate and the physical reality is where these experts will, I think, continue to be absolutely indispensable.
Something to think about.
Definitely. If this detailed world of legal logistics piques your curiosity, we can pass along the contact information from the sources. You can call them at 504-210-8344 or reach out by email at emailprotected. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.